Now, if you've ever watched wild animals like cheetahs pursuing their dinner, a very striking feature of the chase is that the prey frequently swerves from left to right and right to left as they run away. And this is apparently to wrongfoot the predator. But why does it actually work? Rory Wilson studies how animals move at the University of Swansea.
We were really interested in the game of tag that predators play with their prey. We started looking at cheetahs, which have this amazing capacity to run after their prey. But of course, the prey don't want to be caught. And so we set to thinking about, well, what determines whether the cheetah catches its prey and when the prey gets away?
And was this using, what, video footage of predator-prey interactions to measure the different interactions and what strategies each used to try to catch or escape from the other?
Well, some of us have spent a lot of time looking at cheetahs in particular, but actually it's extremely difficult to get proper information on turns and speeds and so on by just filming them. So we were attaching technology to the cheetahs in collars around their necks. And so when they chased their prey, we could find out things like how rapidly they turn and how many turns they make during a chase and so on and so forth. And then when we recovered the collars, we could take the information off and push it through our computers.
And what does this show? What do they do?
Cheetahs will take very small prey and they'll take very large prey. Cheetah itself might weigh 30 or 40 kilograms, so as much as a big dog. And they'll take prey as small as hares or as big as ostriches sometimes. And one of the things that came out was that their hunting performance and the way they hunted depended on the prey they were trying to catch. And in essence, the bigger the prey, the less the cheetah had to turn to catch them. So the small prey were jinking this way and that, and the bigger prey were just simply trying to run away with only a few big turns in.
Why does turning work as a strategy for a small prey item? Why does that help them to get away?
If you look at any animal, and that includes big humans, or you look at big animals like rhinoceroses, and you ask them to run, and or they do run, and then they turn as fast as they can, the bigger they are, the wider the turn they will put. A rhinoceros charging along will take a long time, whereas something like a rabbit can turn very rapidly. And there are power reasons for that. And what that essentially means is if you're a rabbit and you're being chased by a cheetah, and the cheetah's nearing, getting closer and closer to you, the thing you need to do is turn, because you can actually outturn a cheetah.
When the rabbit turns, the cheetah takes proportionally longer. And so therefore the rabbit gains or puts more distance between the two of them. And I presume that the longer the pursuit goes on, the greater the likelihood, therefore, that the cheetah's going to be tired out before it's actually caught up with the rabbit.
That's exactly what happens. In other words, you have the first part of a chase where the cheetah runs towards the rabbit or runs towards the antelope, and it gets closer and closer because the cheetah is faster. And then there comes a point where, unless that animal then turns, it will get caught by the cheetah. And so it tries to do the sharpest turn it can. And if it times it dead right, it will turn really rapidly and the cheetah will overshoot it and then have to come around in a screeching, hard, very power-intensive turn. If the rabbit, however, turns too early, then the cheetah says, ha, it's turned ahead of me, and can cut the corner that the rabbit's put in. So the timing of the turn is really, really critical.
You've done this on cheetahs. Is this generalizable? If I take a bigger or a smaller animal than a cheetah, would I see the same law, in inverted commas, applying?
Absolutely. And in fact, the physics of it tells us that simply the bigger animals have less power to turn, relatively less power to turn, and so they have these big turning circles. And that means the relative sizes of the predators and the prey are really important. If the predator's bigger than the prey, if you're the prey, the best way to get away is to run like crazy, and then just as the predator's close enough, you turn as fast as you can. If you're bigger than the predator, then really there's very little chance that you can get away by turning. You've just got to run as fast as you can away and hope that your size and your power will enable you to mitigate some of the problems of the predator.
What about on the battlefield? If we take the same sorts of things, there are issues with, for instance, a missile pursuing an aeroplane or a person pursuing another person. Does the same rule apply, do you think?
Absolutely the same rule applies. And in some senses, you can see it in rugby. If someone kicks the ball up to the one end of the field and then rushes up, the fullback catches it. And then the big question is, how fast should the person rushing up to the fullback rush up? Because the fullback, being stationary, can turn rather more quickly. have to remember that your ability to turn depends on your speed and your mass. So the lower your speed, the quicker you can turn. But the bigger your mass, the slower you can turn. So the fullback catching the ball and being stationary, being charged up by a forward from the other side, if that forward doesn't slow down, it's quite easy for the fullback to sidestep and then run up the field.
Rory Wilson with what could have been some helpful advice for the England rugby squad. His paper was published in the journal eLife.